Good morning. The day is half gone. It is the 9th of January, 2019, and today we have the Nine of Wands, Six of Cups, and Five of Cups. Scarred. The good news is it's all in your mind. Bad news is it's all in your mind, and a lot in your heart, sort of. This is about kids, whether yours, hopefully not, I'll explain why in a minute, or your own childhood memories or nightmares. In the past position, we have the Nine of Wands or Clubs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, the card of a survivor. The old images show a paranoid-looking, battered and bleeding human standing nervously guarding eight thick branches stuck in the ground behind him and firmly holds another, ready to use it as a weapon. His eyes seem to dart back and forth, and he looks like he hasn't slept in days. He or she looks like they've been through the war, or many wars, fresh cuts and wounds over old cuts and wounds. Life seems to have truly been a battle for this human. Interestingly, on the Morgan Greer card, he or she wears the protective gear of a soldier. Being a soldier, he's got to have war wounds and scars himself, but they don't show. He has the armor, but his position is the same as his great-great-grandfather on the old-time cards, extreme defense. Subject to your approval, we have in the center and present position the innocent, sweet, nostalgic Six of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. Two new humans, a.k.a. children, are the very picture of innocence, the little boy presenting the little girl with the gift of a white lily growing in a gold cup. A pretty row of five more cups in bloom sit along the top of a stone wall. It is a safe, peaceful, protective atmosphere. The blooms are all white for pure receptivity. These children are too young to be conscious of sexuality. Males or females, innocent and conscious only of the moment. It's all about the kids. This is having had to lead a life of extreme defensiveness because of some shitty childhood shit and finding your way back to a place of peace and innocence and possibly looking back and having mixed emotions. What should be normal, happy childhood memories for this person may be dark ones. You fought like hell to protect yourself or your children, possibly even physically. On the right is the sad-looking Five of Cups, also a card of nostalgia. Notoriously, the card of crying over spilled milk, this grown human with head hanging sadly has no helmet, no protective clubs, and is not within safe stone walls anymore, but stands lonely, pining for a decaying castle across the water. Three gold cups are spilled on the ground, but the contents are blood red. It occurs to me for the first time that we don't know whose blood it is. The bright yellow sky has gone dark and gloomy and gray. This is dwelling on the past, not in a good way, but it's hard for this human. Perhaps someone, a child, has melted those walls, and as sad and wounded as you may be about your own spilled cups or wasted time, there are two perfectly lovely cups sitting right behind this human he doesn't even see. He is facing the center, looking back at the yellow skies in happier times, overcome by memories or their own buried emotions triggered by his own kids, your brother's or sister's kids or a friend's kids. Perhaps the idea of having your own children is too painful because of your own childhood, and it has cost you relationships. Lose some longtime friends? Quality, not quantity. As they say, let go with love.